Comedian Steve Martin wrote and stars in the new movie L.A. Story. Film critic Owen Gleiberman has this review.
It's been nearly 15 years since Woody Allen savaged Los Angeles midway through Annie Hall. But if Steve Martin's L.A. Story is any indication, life in Lotusland hasn't changed much since then. Trendiness still rules. People continue to flex their sense of well-being like an overdeveloped set of muscles, and nobody ever sets foot on the sidewalk. The difference is that Martin ridicules Los Angeles from the inside. He likes this high-tech urban pleasure dome, the same way that Allen adores the soulful crazy quilt of Manhattan. Martin plays Harris K. Telemacher, a wacky TV weatherman who has nothing to forecast but how sunny it's going to be tomorrow. The movie is about how he loses his ludicrous job, comes under the influence of a mystical flashing highway sign, and realizes that the only thing that can save him from the city's relentless superficiality is Sarah, played by Victoria Tennant, a visiting journalist from the London Times. In the meantime, he finds himself dating Sandy, a post-Valley Girl nymph played in an amusing performance by Sarah Jessica Parker.
Hey! Who wrote the Tonight Show theme?
Paul Anka.
Yes!
L.A. Story would like to be a comedy of relationships, but the characters are too shallow for that. The movie is basically a series of airy, satirical riffs. As Martin tells it, Los Angeles is really a playpen ruled by control freaks, a place where any pleasure worth having is also worth regulating. In one scene, he has to produce his entire financial statement just to get a reservation at a trendy restaurant.
I think what Mr. Pardue is looking for is more than a promise to pay. I think he's looking for a kind of depth in your financial sea, so to speak.
Let us make this easier. Suppose you get a reservation, and let us suppose you come down to the restaurant and we honor it. What do you think you might order?
Well, I might like to have the duck.
You can't have the duck.
You can't have the duck.
Why?
You think with a financial statement like this, you can have the duck?
A few of the jokes in L.A. Story are very funny, but most of the humor doesn't quite explode. It lacks the cathartic element, the full-throttle clash of banality and absurdity that gave Woody Allen's early movies their gleeful kick. What's more, the romance between Martin and Victoria Tennant is too skimpy to hold down the center of a movie. Tennant has a wounded gentility reminiscent of Julie Andrews, and though she's married to Martin in real life, she doesn't spark anything in him as a comic. In general, Martin spends too much time reining himself in here. He plays Harris as the gloomy Gus of La La Land, someone who can't seem to master the ways of this weirdly synthetic and seductive city. L.A. Story has a fizzy charm, but the movie would have been funnier and more exhilarating if Martin had admitted that Los Angeles, for all its silliness, is where he really belongs.
Owen Gleiberman is film critic for Entertainment Weekly.